Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club on this gorgeous Sunday. If we can help you with your garden, give us a call. It's toll free, 855-660-4261. We'll work together, and that way we can put the garden to bed. And you got to start doing it now. Remember, next Sunday, it's the end of daylight savings time. So you get an extra hour of sleep. It'll be brighter in the morning. But when you come home from work, you're not going to be able to work around the yard because it's going to be dark out. So just be aware of it. And while you can, let's get the planting done. You know, the nurseries are having sales, bulbs. Now's the time to plant them. And there's a lot to do. So give us a call. We'll work together. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Paula from Connecticut with a question about cactus.
Paula, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you with the cactus?
A couple of weeks ago, you had mentioned that the cactuses are better to bloom in the east window, and I've had cactuses in the south window because I don't have an east window, and they're blooming beautiful. So I was just wondering, am I doing something wrong or
no? You're doing nothing wrong. The secret with the you're talking about the Christmas cactus, right?
Mine's blooming now, so it must be a Thanksgiving cactus.
Yeah, it's closer to Thanksgiving
well,
than it is Christmas.
They're blooming, but they're ready to pop. You can see that they're ready to pop. Hello?
Okay, so what I want you to do is this. The Thanksgiving or Christmas cactus is a plant that if you can keep it cool and give it good light, you will delay the blooming to later on during the year. And I always tell people that what makes the cactus bloom is short days, which we're getting right now, and they're getting shorter every day, and cool temperatures.
And now, what do you mean by cool? The temperature in the room?
Yeah, temperatures should be below 70.
Well, it's right on 70.
Okay. So, if it's in a south-facing window,
you get
a day where it's, let's say, 60 degrees outside, and your Christmas cactus is in that window, the sun coming through the glass is just like a greenhouse. And right where the plant is, near the window, it could be 80 degrees out. So what's going to happen is when the plant makes the buds, the heat will make them mature faster. And your Christmas cactus will come into bloom earlier in the season. And that's why I said an east or a west window where you're getting early morning sun or late in the day sun keeps the plant cooler delays flowering, and when it does bloom, it will bloom longer. So the hotter the temperature, the sooner they bloom, and the shorter of a period the plant will be in bloom. Now, when your Christmas cactus is all done flowering,
okay,
put it in a north-facing window where you're going to get just bright light.
Okay.
And if you can keep it close to the window where it's going to be cool, it will set a whole new set of flowering buds and should bloom again. It will bloom again around New Year's.
Oh, okay. That's interesting.
Now, feed them. You want to feed your Christmas cactus on a monthly basis with, you know, any good houseplant food.
Like, and how about those sticks, those Miracle-Gro sticks?
The Miracle-Gro sticks are good. You can use dynamite pellets or Osmocote pellets. And go easy on the water. So take your index finger, push it in the soil, a couple of knuckles. If it feels moist, don't water. So you're better off on the dry side than you are on the wet side.
Okay.
And if you start to see that the foliage is beginning to turn either purple or red in color, that means it's getting too much water.
Okay.
So go easy with the water, and you'll be in good shape.
Okay, so now just let me refresh this again. Now, when it blooms, leave it in the south window. But after it blooms, move it to the north window, and it'll bloom again at New Year's.
Right.
Okay. Now, how often do I put those sticks in? Those Miracle-Gro sticks.
The Miracle-Gro sticks should last 2 months. So, you know, every couple of months. My Aunt Ruth, she had a 4-unit apartment, and in the hallway, it was heated, but it was cold compared to inside the house. And between the two apartments was a nice window, and that's where she kept her Christmas cactus. And hers would bloom 3 times a year because it was cool and short days.
Wow. Okay. All right, then. Okay, another quick question. I have a philodendron, and I have them in the south window, and I put one in the north window. For some reason, I can't get it to, grasp or, you know what I'm trying to say? It will not
pink. It isn't growing?
No. It's growing, but the leaves are all yellow. And I moved it back to the south window. It's still not doing good. I don't know what's wrong with it.
What I want you to do is put your hand on top of the soil.
On top, yeah.
And then turn it upside down and pull the pot out and look at the root system. The root system should be a creamy white color. If when you pull the pot out, it's brown, then it's getting too much water.
Okay.
And too much water alone would give you yellowing foliage.
Too much water. Okay.
Yep.
All right.
Yep. The number one killer of houseplants is a heavy hand when you water.
That's me.
Thank you so much for the call, and you have a great weekend now.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. You know, growing plants is not easy, and a lot of the knowledge that I have is from years of experience. My education at the University of Massachusetts, working in greenhouses, and experience just like this lady. And I bet you I've killed more plants than a lot of you have because of, at times, you're just so busy. You're not paying attention. You say, did I water it or not? Oh, I'll give it a little bit anyways. And if it's a pot that doesn't have drainage, you end up hurting it. So take your time. Don't rush. Take your finger, push it in that soil. If it's moist, leave it alone. And during the winter months, right now it's nice and sunny. But if you get into a period where you have a lot of cloudy days, your plants need less water. The plants need more water when it's sunny because they're losing it due to the heat. So if it's cloudy, you're not getting the heat coming through the window, a plant needs less water, and you don't have to water it as often. So it's not written in stone. Because today is Sunday, I water? No. Sometimes you can wait 2 weeks, even more on larger plants.
Ah, the sounds of a bygone era. What was once commonplace is now outdated. Kind of like most lawn care programs. Many of them merely treat issues like crabgrass and dandelions rather than treating what's causing them in the first place. Jonathan Green Lawn Care Solutions go beyond the surface to get to the root of the problem, the soil. Jonathan Green products create ideal soil conditions that allow grass plants to thrive. Jonathan Green calls it the new American lawn. With a powerful combination of organic lawn fertilizers and Black Beauty grass seeds, you'll be on your way to growing a thick, healthy lawn. It's a more sensible and natural solution with real results. Take the right approach to a better lawn. The New American Lawn by Jonathan Green. Visit newamericanlawn.com to learn more and get your free New American Lawn Guide. That's newamericanlawn.com.
Did you know that the fall is the best time of the year to fertilize your lawn? This year, use Bonide Winterizer Lawn Fertilizer to repair summer damage and to prepare the lawn for the fall and winter season. Bonide Winterizer contains slow-release nitrogen fertilizer, iron to green up the grass, sulfur to control the acid soil, also a special micronutrient package to give your lawn the energy to perform at its best. Do you want the best-looking lawn in the neighborhood? Let Bonide help you have the perfect lawn with a new, easy-to-use Turf Turbo high-efficiency line. Bonide Turf Turbo is unlike most other lines. It starts to work fast, and all you need to do is to apply Turf Turbo to your lawn, and it starts to work on making the nutrients that are already in the soil available to the grass to use. Use Turf Turbo. It's like turbocharging a lawn fertilizer, along with helping to create a strong and healthy root system in the grass.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, entitlements, looming Obamacare. The death of the U.S. dollar as a global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and we'll discuss your options of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metal IRA. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar crashes. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
There is only one detox product that stands out above the rest, Micro Plant Powder, and it's available only at hempusa.org. Micro Plant Powder does wonders by removing toxins from the body. Detoxification is a vital process that's extremely important for restoring your health. Micro Plant Powder is available in 8 different formulations, and we can help you choose the one that's perfect for your lifestyle. Micro Plant Powder is 100% chemical-free, non-GMO, anti-inflammatory, gluten-free, gluten-free and packaged by hand in BPA-free containers. HempUSA.org wants you to be healthy, and microplant powder is one of the best ways we know to detoxify your body from head to toe, all for about $10 a month. Take back your life and enjoy living again with microplant powder. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Microplant powder, available only at HempUSA.org. For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. If we can help you, the phone number here is toll-free, 855-660-4261. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Sherry from Maine with a question about asparagus.
Sherry, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. What can we help you with today?
Hi, Paul. I have an asparagus bed that I put in 4 years ago, and I reaped some of this past May in June, and then I let it keep on growing. I put in 10 plants 4 years ago, and I have 8 plants now, but I have all these little plants that came up from the seeds of the big plants, and that's one question I have is, do I let those little plants keep going, or do I just cut them down and pull them out? And the other question I have is, how soon can I cut it back? The one row of the asparagus has gone all brown, so I cut it back and put it in the compost, but the other row has not gone brown. It's still got green on it. Can I cut it off, or do I have to wait?
If it's a deep green color, you have to wait. If it's going towards yellow, then you can cut it right down to the ground. And then, you know, clean up the bed itself. And the little seedlings that are coming up is the future for you. And you're probably going to notice on the foliage these little balls. They look like a pea. Those are pods filled with a seed. So as you cut the old foliage that's brown or yellow, pull off all of those pods, crush them in your hand, and throw them onto the ground in the asparagus bed, and then they'll sit there all winter. In the spring, they'll make a new plant, and that's how a bed gets thicker and thicker and thicker and more productive by the new shoots that develop on that plant. Now, the other thing that you can do that will help it a great deal for next year, once you've taken all the spent stems of your asparagus and you've raked the garden clean, buy a couple bags of composted cow manure. Open up the bags, spread it right over the bed, and just let it sit there all winter. And then every time it rains, every time it snows, all the goodness from the cow manure will leach down to the root system, feed it slowly, and it will help to make the garden grow a lot better. My dad had the best asparagus, and what he used to do every fall, and then again in the spring, he would put a good inch and a half of his homemade compost right around the entire asparagus bed. And all of the nutritional value of that well-rotted compost fed the asparagus. And I'll tell you, he had planted 25 plants, and within 3 years, I think he had 150 plants. Five kids in the family, my mother and father, and we ate asparagus for about a month. And we had a good couple of meals every single week. So
wow.
Clean them up, throw those balls, and then put some compost or cow manure.
How much? Now, next spring, can I cut every single head that comes up, or do I have to leave some?
You want to, so next year will be the fourth year, right?
It'll be the fifth year next year.
The fifth year, okay. For every five, you can cut four.
Oh, okay.
Okay, and yep. What I would do is, if you see that the one, if you see some that are skinny,
yep.
and some that are big, big fat ones,
mm-hmm.
take all the skinny ones and eat those, and leave the big fat ones, because they're going to produce more of that fern-like foliage that will give you more seed, that will give you more plants, because a well-kept asparagus bed will last up to 50 years in your garden.
Wow. Wait, but
so
you can't,
it's not like, what?
You can't keep the asparagus in hills any longer. I mean, when I put mine in, I put them in 10 hills. But the
right.
what I'm understanding is then I'm not going to have hills any longer.
No, because what's going to happen is as these little pods fall and they start new plants, you're going to have a solid bed of asparagus. It won't be individual heads. So if they're planted... If mice, chipmunks, and squirrels are getting into your tool shed, camper, trailer, or storage unit, then drive them out with Mouse Magic. Mouse Magic from Bonide is not a poison and will not hurt your pets or children. It's a patented bag filled with a strong peppermint and spearmint fragrance. Rodents cannot tolerate the smell. They will move out and keep out for 30 days. Use Mouse Magic now and they will find another place to live for the winter. That's Mouse Magic from Bonide. Did your evergreens have brown leaves last spring? Did your roses and hydrangeas have a lot of dead branches and not many flowers? If so, you need to spray them with Wiltproof Anti-Desiccant this fall to keep the moisture in the plant and the plants healthy. Newly planted evergreens like azaleas, rhododendrons, and hollies especially need a little extra protection the first year. Keep the leaves green and the plants protected so when spring arrives, your garden will be beautiful. Use Wiltproof, the number one selling plant protectant this fall.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Are you prepared for disasters, job loss, and uncertain times? Make Emergency Essentials your first stop for premier food storage and emergency preparedness supplies. Compare our food storage ounce to ounce, and it's easy to see. Emergency Essentials has the best quality and lowest priced emergency food storage guaranteed. Call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 today, or visit BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
That's the sound of a 44 Magnum and Traumamax, a high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com. We'll stop it and most pistol rounds. Traumamax is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com.
My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down. I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried their vegan protein powders, and I just wasn't feeling any change. The Meathead Supplement Store whey protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated, and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Way on the radio, and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m. I look and feel better. I recover faster from my 2 workouts a day. When I don't have time to eat good food, I take it, and I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours. I got up this morning, and I looked the leanest I've looked since high school. I can go on and on. The best I can do to repay you is buy more and tell my friends.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Paul from New Hampshire with a question about crab apples.
Paul, how can we help you with your crab apple trees?
Paul, thanks for taking the call. Nice to talk to you again. Yeah, we have a very mature crab apple tree, and I guess I've been neglecting it over all the years, being overseas and not watching it, but it's very dense, and I just noticed a family of young squirrels in there. They've taken most of the food off, and I want to know how much can I cut it back? Can I cut back the thicker limbs? In other words, how far back could I trim it?
Well, I have 2 flowering crabs. Near my vegetable garden. One of them will produce a fruit that's about a half an inch, and that tree I never have a problem with. The other one produces a fruit that's the size of a golf ball. And wow. Normally it's so heavy with fruit that the tree weeps, and I have a tough time mowing it. And what we do, my son Patrick has done this 3 times now. About every 3 or 4 years, we will cut it back by about a third, just to control the size and make it easier for me to mow under and to kind of open it up a little bit. That way, if we do get a heavy snow, some of the snow can go through it and doesn't build up on it. And that's worked out really, really well. So roughly a third in density and in height and spread. And what you do is look at the tree, make three or four cuts, stand back, walk around it, make three or four cuts, and keep doing that until you bring it down to the size that you want. Now, if you do it now, you won't have any flowers, or you'll have a lot less flowers in the spring. You can do it now if you've got the time. But if you don't have the time in the spring, do it in the fall. If you do have time in the spring, then wait till it finishes blooming. And as soon as you notice that the blossoms are blowing off the tree with the wind, then just go to town, give it a good haircut, use sharp pruners or a good sharp pole saw, and you're going to find out that that tree in 3 years will be just as big then as it is right now. And you're rejuvenating the tree. You're encouraging a lot of new growth, and the new growth is what gives you all of the flowers during the springtime.
What should we feed it, Paul?
I'll tell you, if it's been in the ground for 5 years or more and it's growing really, really healthy, I give it nothing. The only food that it gets is the lawn fertilizer when I feed underneath the tree. But my trees are probably 8 to 10 inches in diameter, and at that point, I don't even feed them anymore. And I want to thank you for the phone call. So, depending on the time of the year, you decide, but don't be scared. Get those pruners out, the loppers, the head shears, and possibly even a saw or a chainsaw. And say to the tree, I'm doing this for your own good. And it will help a great deal. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. Tom, we have open lines, so give us a call and we'll get you right up and answer your gardening question. Now, if you've got a vegetable garden and the soil is sandy and you're continuously watering, you need to get some organic matter. So when the garden's done, get rid of all the plant debris, good cleaning. If you live near the ocean, seaweed, you can put 3, 4, 5, 6 inches of seaweed right on top of the garden. If you want to till it in now, that's great, or you can wait until the spring. If you don't live near the ocean, you got oak, maple leaves, pine needles. Rake them near the side of the garden. Drive over it with your lawnmower or push mower and grind up the leaves, and then blow into the garden all of the chewed up smaller pieces, and that will help to put organic matter in the soil to help hold moisture. And if your soil is clay, it will help to break it up. The other thing that you can do is you can plant what they call a green manure plant, and it's called winter rye. And your nurseries, garden centers, definitely the feed and grain stores. And you plant it now. You scratch the garden with a steel rake. Broadcast the seed. Take a bamboo rake. Turn it upside down and go the opposite direction. So make your lines with the steel rake north to south. Take your bamboo rake, rake the garden east to west to cover the seed, water it well, and between now and when it freezes, it'll grow anywhere from 3 to 6 inches. In the spring, during March and April, it will grow to be a foot tall. You use a weed whacker or your lawnmower, cut it down, rototill, and now you've got all this great organic matter. And each winter rye seed will produce 1 mile of roots that's used as organic matter. So do something for your garden to help it out, and some lime or turf turbo. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Barbara from Vermont with a question about tomatoes.
Barbara, welcome to the Paul Parrott Garden Club.
Hello. Hi, good morning. We had a really good crop of tomatoes this year up until the very end of the season. And then the tomatoes developed like a warty growth that was brown and rough, and it rotted the rest of the crop of tomatoes. I'm wondering how to avoid that for next year.
Did it get all bumpy?
Yes.
Okay. And how about the foliage? Did it turn yellow?
No, the foliage seemed good.
Okay, but it was just the fruit itself that was bumpy.
Yes, and it was brown and almost like a wart, and it would spread. All the tomatoes got it, the last of the tomatoes.
Okay. Normally, when you get misshapen tomatoes, it's caused by a combination of temperatures above 90 degrees, and if you get 3 or more days in a row, it will affect the pollination, and in some cases, the tomatoes will actually fall from the plant. In some cases, the pollination isn't done properly, and you get these crazy-looking, bumpy fruit, all misshapen. They still taste good, but they don't look good. And then if you're watering the garden too much, you will actually get bumps and sometimes a cracking where the stem is on top of the tomato working its way down. And that's from too much water. So,
okay, but it wasn't like that at all. They weren't really misshapen. It was like a brown patch. And we didn't water the garden at all because we got quite a bit of rain. It was hot. But we didn't water the garden at all. Not much, really. I mean,
do you still have any more of these tomatoes left?
Yes.
Okay. What I want you to do, take a picture of several of them, and I want you to email me the picture.
Okay.
Okay. My email address is pparent, P-A-R-E-N-T. At roadrunner, all one word, .com. So pparent at roadrunner.com. Take some pictures, email them to me. I'll take a look at it, and I'll email you back.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Oh, okay,
you have a great weekend. Bye-bye. That's what I like about the show, is we can all work together to solve a problem. And sometimes, you know, she just called, she has that problem, you're listening, and you say, wow, I've got the same thing. So we can share our knowledge, and we can solve more than one person's problem at the same time. So don't be shy. Call. Tom, who's next?
Next up, we've got Nathan from New Hampshire with a question about lawns.
Nathan, welcome to the Paul Parrott Garden Club. How can we help you with your lawn today?
How you do? I'm originally from Georgia. Live in Exeter. I have a flagstone patio that I'm working on, and I was really wondering if any of the black mondo or any of the mondo grasses, which I'd like to put between the rock, would survive the winter up here.
Well, you would have a better chance of having them survive if they were planted in the spring. But I know if you plant them in the fall, they won't have enough time to get established. So,
I'm still learning my way around. I have no clue. coming from a zone 8 to like a 5/4 maybe.
Right.
And I just didn't know what I could get away with as far as like the Mondo grass, because it really looks good in between the flagstone.
Right.
So.
Right. The thing I would do is I would start small, because every gardener has a section in their yard that has a microclimate. And because you have a patio that's stone, it's going to hold the heat in the ground longer. And you'll have a better chance of having it survive. And a good example of what stone will do, we are in the progress of planning a trip to France for next year. And one of the places that I am going to be bringing the people that are coming with us to is a vineyard. It's in central France. It's called Chateau de la Pape. And about 50 years ago, the wine that this vineyard produced was sold by the gallon to the people who lived in the immediate area because their growing season wasn't long enough. What they started to do is they covered the entire vineyard with 6 inches of stone. And because of that, spring came 3 weeks early, and the fall was extended 3 weeks longer, and they're now one of the best vineyards in all of France. And we'll be telling you more about this trip in the next few weeks. Over 20 years ago, Dr. Earth Fertilizer was formulated for the organic gardener. What made it so unique was the full spectrum of green super plant foods known as probiotics. It contains micro and macro organisms to digest and break down the organic matter in your soil and release it to the plant directly. It rebuilds the soil with the microbes needed by plants to thrive. Dr. Earth is the only fertilizer that feeds the plants and rebuilds the soil at the same time. Gardening is a lot of fun and work until the animals move into your yard for lunch. This year, stop the problem with 100% organic animal repellent made by ShakeAway. ShakeAway small critter repels chipmunks, rabbits, and the dreaded woodchuck. That's right, woodchucks. ShakeAway dormant cat repellent keeps your neighbor's cat from using your garden as a litter box. Only from ShakeAway. All ShakeAway products contain fox urine, proven to be most effective repellent for your garden. Go to ShakeAway.com.
If I had to eat nothing but rice for 3 months, I would not go without my Green Prince.
When I read Green Prince, I laugh so hard, tears stream down my face.
I love, love, love the magazine. I really can't be without Green Prince.
What is Green Prince? I'm Pat Stone, editor of Green Prince, the award-winning best small garden magazine in the country. Green Prince is the one and only Weeder's Digest. Only Green Prince shares the humor and heart of gardening in wonderful stories and beautiful art. It's the personal garden magazine and the best gardener's holiday gift. Green Prince is so unique, it's hard to sum up in an ad. Check us out at greenprince.com. That's greenprince.com, like thumbprints, only green. Mention Paul Parent in the comment box when you subscribe, and I'll give you an extra free issue.
When I stumbled in the driveway, my nose stuck in your magazine, I knew that I too was hooked.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Peter from New Hampshire with a question about dahlias.
Peter, welcome to the Garden Club. How can we help you with your dahlias today?
Good morning, Paul.
Morning.
It's actually a question about storage, for winter storage for dahlias and then for the geraniums. Now, we've got the dahlia bulbs, and I'm ready to dig them out. I mean, should I, like, rinse them off and then just, like, put them in a bucket down in, you know, like the cold cellar, or what should we
okay.
do there?
What you want to do is this. When I was in high school, I worked at a farm stand and on weekends, and we dug mums for the people, and during the summer, I helped the woman who was growing her dahlias to weed them and so forth. And in the fall, after we had a frost, she had planted everything in rows, so she knew the sizes and the colors. So if yours haven't totally died yet, label them with a string tag that gives you the size and the color so you'll know what you have for next year. And what we used to do is we would cut it and leave like a 3-inch stump.
Okay.
Dig them up, shake off as much soil as possible, because they were heavy and the bulbs got big in the farmer's field.
Yep.
And then all she would do is she had a garage underneath her house. And during the winter, she would put all of the bulbs on the cement floor, bulb to bulb to bulb, and just left them there. And it stayed cool. And then in the spring, she would pull them out one at a time. And if they were big enough, she would split them. And then we would replant them. But you don't want to wash off the soil, because the soil will help to prevent water loss in the bulb.
Okay. So in the area that they're stored in, you want that area to be like above 32 degrees, I'm assuming, like what, 50
right.
degrees or something?
Yeah. What I would do at my house, at my parents' house, we had a crawl space. So we had like 4 feet of space between the kitchen and the living room on top. And we would put them in there for the winter. And it stayed cool, but it didn't freeze. At my house, we just had a basement. So what I did is I put down cardboard on the cement floor so it wouldn't get all dirty. I would put about, a half an inch to an inch of either peat moss or bark mulch, set the bulbs on top of it, and then sprinkle the peat moss or bark mulch right on top of it, about an inch or two thick, and that helped them from, well, it helped to prevent them from drying out, but they got the coal from the cement floor.
Right. Okay, that's good information. Thanks, Paul. Another quick question. Last week, I think somebody called about storing geraniums, and I didn't catch everything you said, but I think, like you said, you can bring the whole thing in and store it again, maybe, in a coolish area. But I was wondering, what about, in with the pots with the geraniums, wouldn't there be any, little bugs and stuff? And do you have to worry about that, bringing all that into the house?
We would do this for years and years, and we had some plants that were 10 years old.
Wow.
So if they were in the window boxes, and let's say we had 3 of them, sometimes we took the window box right off the front of the house and put the window box right on the floor in the basement right near the dahlias. If they were potted, we bring in the pot, put it on the floor right near the dahlias because it's cold.
Yeah.
And we would say to that geranium, good night. We gave it no water, no fertilizer. The leaves would slowly turn yellow. They'd turn brown. They'd fall, and they'd look like hell.
Yeah.
In March, we'd bring it upstairs, put it in a sunny window, water, use a liquid food. They'd start to come up. We'd cut them back a little bit, and anything that was rotten we'd take off. And they thrived. So do that, and they'll last forever. Have a great week, everybody. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Stanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the 4 keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z, 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.